U.S. District Judge Whittemore only considered Terri Schiavo's case because Congress gave the federal courts jurisdiction. Congress got involved after a last-minute lobbying effort by a number of anti-abortion rights and social conservative groups who mobilized their members and deluged legislators with phone calls and emails. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It was 2 weeks ago today that two Florida lawmakers, Representative Dave Weldon and Senator Mel Martinez, both Republicans, introduced legislation calling for Congress to get involved in the case of Terri Schiavo. At the time, the bills got little attention in the Capitol, except from the groups that would become instrumental in their final approval. Wendy Wright, senior policy director of Concerned Women for America, says her group had been watching the Schiavo case unfold for several years. She says it was Schiavo's parents and siblings who led efforts to get Congress to act over the weekend.
More recently, we were with Bobby Schindler, and that's Terri's brother. As he was contacting congressmen and senators, he was up on the Hill and was a very persuasive voice in presenting Terri's case. And I think he is the main and perhaps the primary reason why the congressmen and senators did vote for Terri's laws, because of his very effective representation.
Wright says Concerned Women sent out email alerts to their members and did a lot of media interviews, but she says there was no formal coordination with other like-minded groups. Connie Mackey of the Family Research Council said her organization had a similar grassroots effort, but did work with other groups.
We have 38 family policy councils out around the country. We have huge coalitions of other organizations here in Washington, and I would have to say that all came together and did do call-outs and did call members of the Congress. Yeah, the Congress had a lot of pressure on them to help this woman.
Social conservative groups view the Schiavo case as a natural fit with their efforts to, as they see it, preserve human life. Wendy Wright of Concerned Women says the issue was about the right of someone to live.
We really are at a crossroads as to whether we as a culture are going to base our beliefs on a utilitarian viewpoint, that is, that someone only has worth if another person says that they're useful, or if we will say that all people have worth simply because they are human beings and they deserve the same basic fundamental rights that are recognized in the Constitution as anyone else does.
In the end, the House vote crossed party lines, although most Democrats opposed the measure and most Republicans supported it. Lori Kehoe, a legislative liaison with the National Right to Life Committee, says it was a different lobbying experience than she's used to.
I have to say, I've never lobbied any bill like this in my life. I've never seen such a strong will on the part of Congress to do something as I did here. And we have here the left of the left, all the way in the middle, to the right of the right, coming to the rescue of this woman. So it's been really kind of fun to lobby.
Kehoe says it was a frantic weekend in the Capitol for those groups who were working to influence lawmakers on the Schiavo bill.
I think there were probably a number of war rooms set up all over. I know, as I said, both on the Senate and the House sides, they were working their hearts out to rescue this woman. And, you know, certainly at National Right to Life, we were working through the middle of the night, and I know that there were people of goodwill all over the country, and in fact, I know all over the world, who were waiting on the edge of their seats and doing what they could do.
But as thorough as the lobbying campaign on behalf of the Schiavo legislation was, Republican congressional leaders had already latched on to this issue, suggesting not much persuasion was really needed to get Congress to act. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.